ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
shot rod.
Hey, there's a riot going on in room 3C.
out back in the jungle.
Hello, Dad. Yeah, let me see if I can still remember how to do all this. This is The Ham. This is WFMU East Orange. Ah, I'm back. Riding in on the morning missile. That was the Rockaways with Rampage. Heard the Dawn Beats with Midnight Express. The Knockouts with Riot and Cell Block number 3C. The Connie and the Bellhops with Shot Rod. And we open up with the Airs in Rockin' Stirrup. Anyway, here we are. We actually made it here. Den was running around somewhere back there. The entire rest of the staff is off. Bill Bruce is off until the middle of June, and Andy and Dee Dee, they got the holiday off. Sorry about last week. We did attempt to get here. The Vibe Report came in. Unfortunately, we didn't. We tried. We didn't get here. You know how it goes. Take it out of my pay. Anyway, what are we going to do today? We're going to just play, as it turned out, it's a beautiful day. No one's listening, so things will probably go okay. To the Hillbilly Hangover, our usual hateful and stupid news report. We're gonna Blues Hangover pretty soon. A lot of request garbage that I dug up. And then we're going to play records, take cheap shots at everybody, and then we're going to pack it up and go home and try it again next week. Denois, where's your microphone? You forgot your microphone. Go fetch one. I'm going to go look for another mic for Denois. You're going to kick it off with Jimmy Lloyd.
The evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Thank you.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I've got a chick, she's for me. She's my honey, yes indeed. I love my honey child. Reason why, cause she is my well. Look at it.
And vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The wild two said. Around here. They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beat with a mighty sound. The wah-too said. Did a brand new dance they never saw before. We kept with a beat beat on the floor. The cat was a rocking to and fro. The band was a bopping, you could hear him blow the heart.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Hey, all you girls, listen to me. I'm your sweet daddy. Can't you see what I'm loving, hugging, kissing, my baby? I'm loving, hugging, kissing, my baby. I'm your sweet daddy, baby. Can't you see? Well, I come, you turn 3 times a year. If you want to see me, come over here. Well, I'm loving, hugging, kissing, my baby. My baby, I'm your sweet daddy, baby, can't you see? Me, well, I'm a loving, hugging, kissing, my baby. I'm loving, hugging, kissing, my baby. I'm your sweet daddy, baby. Can't you see?
Rock and roll is the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
What you want and new? I tell me, pretty baby, what's wrong with you? Tell me, pretty baby, tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me, pretty baby, tell me what's wrong with you. Thank you.
you loved me and you didn't care. I call you pretty baby and you were not there. Tell me pretty baby, tell me what you gonna do. Tell me pretty baby, tell me what's wrong with you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the ham. Something wrong with the echo again.
Maybe I think so.
Maybe you should try hitting it again. Anyway. Oh, I knew everything couldn't possibly go right. What's the odds of that actually ever happening? Anyway, what was that?
100,000 to 1. How's that?
Oh, that's good. What was wrong with it?
Huh?
For those of you scoring at home, folks, -5 for the hound.
The little red light wasn't on.
Ah, yes.
The record light.
That was Screaming Joe Neal with Tell Me Pretty Baby. Counting backwards were Milton Allen with Lovin' Huggin' Kissin' My Baby. The Pharaohs with Watusi, Richard Berry on that one. Pete and Jimmy with So Wild, Fats Domino with those famous last words, Trust in Me. And we opened up with Jimmy Lloyd and Where the Rio Dio Flow.
Subtle.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I guess it's time for the news. Either that or it is in my contract that there is to be 245 RPM spindles here. There's only one. We can go home right now, Den.
Well, after last week,
I know.
We made it out.
I feel like
here.
I owe the folks one, so we're going to hang in there. Oh, boy.
I'll hold my fingers on the turntable there.
Okay. Well, I like to hand center them anyway. Anyway, what's here happening in the news?
We got a ton of stuff there.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good ones.
Cornucopia.
Should we start out with something something nasty or something goofy? Let's get right to the heart of the matters.
Go for
4 foot toughy, nabbed with skateboard crack. He talked tough and strutted around with wads of cash and vials of crack, the cops said. They caught him in a stolen car near a known drug location in Linden Boulevard in South Jamaica, Queens.
One of my favorite locations.
Yeah. Typical enough, according to police, except for that he's an eighth grader. He's 4 foot high, and he had to sit on his skateboard to peer over the stolen Chevy steering wheel that they picked him up in, this little kid. The peak of his Dallas Cowboys cap was barely above the window, so the police pulled him over. Yeah, he screeched away at 40 miles an hour and into a pole at the corner of 113th Ave and 155th Street. 4 other kids who were in the car ran away. He was unhurt. He had $397 in small bills in his pocket, 2 vials of crack, and he weighed in at 75 pounds. He was charged with grand larceny, auto, criminal possession of a controlled substance, and resisting arrest.
He was in. How old is this kid?
How old is he?
He's in eighth grade.
14. 13. I guess that's old enough. Yeah.
What do you say about it? I mean,
well, here's a good follow-up to it. Two youths were stabbed in a fight yesterday morning on Atlantic Avenue in the subway station in Brooklyn after one accused the other of staring at him. One of the youths was in stable condition last night with chest, back, and arm wounds after the incident. The second in 2 days involving Brooklyn high school students riding the D train. Eugene Blunt, 16, stabbed Christo Jones, 17, in the left arm after Jones accused Blunt of looking at him peculiarly on the train. He said Blunt was woofing him.
Woofing?
Woofing him. Don't be woofing on the subways, folks. It's dangerous. Oh, should we get some celebrity news? You want to do one?
Oh, tons of celebrity news. What do you got?
We got the Jerry Lee Lewis desk. You can take that one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, I was walking on 42nd Street right in front of Grand Central the other day, and one piece
of... Did Jerry Lee fall off the train?
No, but this exact little piece of paper here just was sort of floating in the air, you know? The gusts of wind were...
It was meant for you, Denwa.
Floated right into my hand, and I read it.
No doubt about it.
And I read Jerry Lee Lewis, known as the Killer... And as a notorious sinner, showed truly religious fervor when he felt that his film biographers were committing a sacrilege. During the shooting of Great Balls of Fire, the Lewis biopic due out June 30th, oh good,
oh great,
Well, the good thing about it is
Mojo is in it, and he says it's bad.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, he did redo all the songs instead of having Dennis Quaid sing them.
Well, then he shouldn't even have to bother redoing them.
Well, that's true, too, but anyway.
Some sampled drums, maybe?
The legendary rocker, Clash noisily with director Jim McBride. Jim McBride?
Legendary, folks.
Legendary. And producer Adam Fields. Who are these people? This is like a big thing. Oh, anyway, scene depicting a Pentecostal church service. Lewis, whose first cousin is, as we all know, televangelist Jimmy Swaggart. Whatever happened to him, anyway? I guess he's still
on TV.
Really? Mm. Objected most strenuously when the actress playing his mother was instructed to speak in tongues. According to Fields, Lewis didn't dispute the truth of the incident from his childhood, but felt that the filmmakers were, quote, mocking something sacred by having an actress pretend to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
In other words, folks, they were woofing him.
The scene was left in, but the speaking in tongues part was omitted. Lewis didn't have such good luck convincing McBride and Fields to change their minds on more general points. He thought we overemphasized his relationship with his wife, Myra, Fields told Page Six as Claire McHugh. We all know about Myra. But isn't this... is this based on Natasha's book? No, it's based on Myra's book. So, yeah. Jerry, come on.
It's Wolf and his mom. Lucky he didn't get shot.
Anyway, he stresses that he has had five other wives and various...
At least.
Various kids who died and wives who died and... You know,
and has been known as Short Eyes.
There's other things than just Myra that has happened in his life. Anyway, Jerry has
the miniseries.
Has not seen the completed movie yet, so I guess his personal jury is
evidently not many
still
people
out.
Have seen it. It was a mess. It was really a mess. The whole thing was
well, you said
a real piece of garbage, and they had a hard time even cutting the thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, we ran into our pal Mojo. He was playing in town. He wouldn't say anything really bad about it, but he had that look on his face like, I got paid a lot of money to be in this movie, and I can't tell you it's terrible, but it's, don't bother.
Well, what good movie has come out of Hollywood in, like, the last 2-3 years, anyway?
The one with the twin gynecologist junkies, I like that one.
Okay, there's like one or two a year at this point.
Yeah, about one or two a year that I like. White of the Eye, I like that one. Nobody saw that.
White of the Eye. Yeah, right. I mean,
that came and went in like 3 days.
There you go.
There you go. Let's do one more horrible kid news story. Boy 13, the cops. When do I get my gun? Transit cops were astounded yesterday when a 13-year-old boy was arrested in the morning with a loaded 15-shot 9mm fully automatic pistol. He returned later that day to the station asking when he can get his gun back. How long I guess they didn't keep him very long for that crime, huh? He came into the transit station at Hoyt Sherman subway stop in downtown Brooklyn at 5:30 p.m. about 10 hours after he was arrested and inquired as to the possibility of getting his gun back. He was informed that the government's evidence and the investigation and he could not have it back. Cops found the boy carrying a 9mm Beretta loaded with 15 rounds as well as 3 vials of crack and a beeper dressed to kill a kid. He was charged with possession of a weapon, controlled substance, blah, 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 taken to family court, released to his guardian, and, wants his gun back. Well, he paid for the thing.
Jeez.
It's a lot of money for a 13-year-old.
13. Well, what's going to happen? They'll finally start picking all these kids up, and they'll start getting younger and younger. They'll be like, 6-year-olds out there.
Now, infants.
Infants, yeah.
Trying infants as adults, I believe that.
Well,
they'll
be born crack addicts, so they'll immediately want to go out.
Once again, the Hound would like to get behind my idea of capital punishment in the schools, where it's needed most. Anyway, we should get back to some more music. We got reading through these listeners, their surveys. I've decided, I was described by one listener as a pig. So,
really,
I when I meet Hound,
a steady listener.
No, just somebody
I love
who didn't
listen
like
to
the
that
show.
Pig.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are pigs. We got two different sets of pork songs here. One is pork as a verb, and one is pork as a noun. That'll come up a little later. So we're going to get into our pork as a verb and
pork
kick
as
it off
a verb.
With Jerry
Lee. I think
Lee,
that's my favorite.
But, of course, the killer. 1-2 killer.
Well,
thank you.
Get your hands off of it, it don't belong to you. Bella, get your hands off of it. Don't belong to you. Hey, I wouldn't give you none of it, and I don't care what you do. Go, man. Get your hands off of it. Talking about a birthday cake. Get your hands off of it. It don't belong to you. Hey, I wouldn't give you none of it, and I don't care what you do. Well, what are you going to do with this thing?
I don't know. Take it out of time and go and play it.
Well, that'd be the only way you can play it.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
She want money, she want shoes, she want everything that a good man can use. Ah, you know you got to roll. Ah, you know you got to roll. Don't you hear me talking, mama? Ah, you know you got to roll. I say shake, shake, babe, I'm gonna buy you a beaded dress. I say shake, shake, babe, I'm gonna buy you a beaded dress. If you don't shake, babe, you gonna be just like the rest. I'm gonna cut your pork chop, babe, gonna trim your cheese. I'm gonna cut your pork chop, baby, gonna trim your cheese. That's the only way, mama, you can get your wagon wheel grease. What you speck of that? Oh, baby, what you speck of that? You took all of my money, bought yourself a hat.
Here they are, the girls of the teeming streets. Let's talk to them. Let's see what wild impulses drive them on. You, Hannah Haynes, you hate the slums. You want out. But even greater is your passion for pretty things.
Where'd you get that dress? And that hat? Sam Burns gave them to me.
And what'd you give Sam Burns?
In decency and self-respect for the kisses and love you hunger for. Will you stop at blackmail, or will you go on to violence and worse?
Get out of this car, you pinky-faced crumb. Get out!
Get out of here, Andy. Don't start anything now.
I'll teach you to keep your hands off of mine.
Get out of
here! Get out of my hands, sir!
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make you love me too?
Got to roll with me, Henry.
Roll with me, Henry.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
on your mind?
You, kid. Get out of here. No. You got old Fatso hypnotized, and I can see why. Pretty smart little dame for a farm girl out of nowhere.
You live in number 13.
Yeah, who is it?
How come you didn't tell me you were married? I'm getting out of here myself.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Legal ID time. What's the problem there, Denois?
No problems.
Pounding on the microphone.
No problems.
That was Roy Hall in the Bedspring Motel. Counting backwards, Eddie James with the Wallflower. Boulevard Shag Nasty and Tapping That Thing. That was my birthday present from Lil Bruce. Archibald with Shake Shake Baby. We opened up with Jerry Lee Lewis and Keep Your Hands Off of It by Request. I'm sick of that one. It's the last time we played that for a long time.
Yeah, there's tons of other good ones.
There's so many great Jerry Lee songs. Anyway, we got things to announce. There's nothing good. There's no good music for like at least a week, so we can announce. We can plug our pals. Bad music, but our pals anyway. The world famous Blue Jays, who were amazing at CBGB's last night. They'll be over at the Pyramid Thursday. The Freaks are at the Wawa Hut tonight. That's on 7th and Avenue A. The Work Dogs over at Maxwell's Friday. Gary Lucas.
Who they be?
They're pals of mine. Sent. They give the team the tape of the all the Hot Rod ads.
Oh, cool.
They got a record. I forgot to bring it. I'll play it one of these days. Angel Dean Tuesday over at Gulf Coast. Gary Lucas at CBGB tonight with his Magic Echo unit. And we. And right now going on in Tompkins Square Park, I guess, is the Soul Assassins and the Black Orchids and a whole bunch of those bands. There's some Steal This Park benefit. I don't know what that is exactly, but supposedly tonight at 10 o'clock, Missing Foundation and a bunch of other bands are going to play. I don't know how they're going to get the electric on, and I'm sure there'll be 50,000 cops out there ready to bust heads for that one.
Come on out, guys.
Too bad Missing Foundation is such a crummy band.
Oh, but, yeah, I'd like to.
Well, it's worth going to anyway, folks, because it'll be a bloody mess, right? It was supposed to be at Squat or Rot, but that's canceled for some reason.
But does our radio audience know what's probably going on in terms of the park these days? They're supposedly going to start closing it at 10 o'clock starting June the 1st. This is like...
Yeah.
You know,
remember last time they tried that?
Suspecting they'll go in and just, you know, with construction equipment and rip the place up.
Yeah, that's what they did with Union Square. You know, it's amazing that for whenever it's something like to do with the park or real estate, they can get 400 or 500 cops mobilized. I walked home last night about 3:30 in the morning. There was at least like 10 guys with guns sitting on cars dealing coke right in front of my building.
Yeah, but
a cop will never venture down 11th Street after midnight. I've never seen a cop on 11th Street after midnight unless there was a body lying there.
They don't own property that somebody wants.
Right. Anyway, also next Friday night, and this is in Coney Island at Sideshows by the Seashore, which is on the boardwalk at West 12th Street. Wild Girls, Go-Go-Rama. 20 fabulous go-go girls. $5.
It's the same picture of her butt as last year?
Yes, same picture of Wild Girl's butt as last year in platform shoes. And the phone number for information about that is 718-372-5159. There you go. Back to the news, I guess?
Yes. What you got?
I can't find the story about... There's a lawsuit going on about Jack Ruby's gun, the gun he shot Lee Harvey Oswald with. His brother's been trying to get it back.
I didn't know. I didn't hear about this at all.
But... In the same thing, the movie theater seat that Lee Harvey Oswald plopped into right before he was arrested, he was in the movies, they came in, they arrested him. He was watching War is Hell, by the way, and that is donated to an exhibit at the former school book depository, the one where he supposedly shot Kennedy from. Of course, if he shot him from there, why did his head go back? I don't know.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
But that's a museum now, you know, right?
It is a museum, yes. I believe we'll be broadcasting from there soon. T-shirt earns 11-year-old a night in jail. An 11-year-old appearing in juvenile court for violating terms of a sentence was ordered locked up for the night because he refused to wear a tie. An 11-year-old in jail because he wouldn't wear a tie. Yes, folks, this is democracy. The boy, whose name was not released because of his age, appeared in court wearing T-shirt and shorts in violation of Circuit Judge Robert Foster's dress code for juvenile court. And they locked the poor kid's ass in jail. There you go.
Where did this take place?
In Florida.
Oh, okay. That's okay, then.
It's okay, then. Police state. Speaking of... Roscoe's former boss, Joan Jett, is in the news. You want to read this one? It's kind of long.
I read
she's
it.
She slapped Playboy with a $6.5 million libel suit, claiming they damaged her reputation when a photo of a brunette posing seductively in a bathtub was mistakenly identified as Jett. She no-showed for court twice, so the judge dismissed the case. Although, if you want to see some very interesting photos of Joan Jett, corner Roscoe sometime. He's got some good ones. I like the one where she's sucking on the big salami.
I haven't seen
those. It's a whole salami sandwich. It's like, she's like got her mouth over it. And she's got no makeup on. She looks horrible. It's a good picture. yes, Roscoe, we know you don't get any work because of us, but...
lose friends
from the Howie, my old pal Howie Stern.
Howie.
We are gonna play. Maybe next week we'll play the Hound versus Howard Stern. I gotta get the tape back from Marina. Mantra Mom, bad boy of the airwaves. Howie Stern credits his daily creativity in part to meditation. For that, he can thank his mom, Ray Stern, who started the Stern family on the road to Mantra Mania 16 years ago. Ray, in an interview with Long Island Monthly, is thankful to her son. The nicest thing he ever did was take me to see the Maharaja Yogi twice.
The H-Man did that?
That's how he comes up with all those great funny bits. There's not a guy standing next to him writing lines out, like Marina told us. Well, Elvis Presley cosmetics.
Yes.
Elvis Presley cologne will be on the market January 8th. $8 million on promotion. Who cares?
Really?
An update on that Jim Beam being sued from the Seattle. Remember the Seattle mom who dragged herself into a coma?
Oh, yeah, you got an update on that?
Federal jury yesterday cleared Jim Beam Brands company of negligence for not stating on its whiskey labels that alcohol consumption by a pregnant woman could cause birth defects, especially if she drank herself into a coma the day before giving birth. Sorry about that, lady.
Another miscarriage of justice, so to speak.
You want to do the cavewoman story, Denois?
It sounds like it's right up my alley.
Den is looking for a cavewoman.
Yes.
We've got any.
I guess I'll have to go to Carlsbad, New Mexico to find one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good name. This is Italian. How do you say this, hound?
Stefania
Follini. Who lost track of time.
I know the feeling.
Every day.
I believe we've been on mic for about an hour now.
Okay, I'll go through this one real quick.
No, take your time. No one's listening anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It turned nice just as we got in the car. It was pouring down rain. We finally, get the oil in the car and the sun comes blasting out.
Why don't you just shoot me?
Really, but no traffic. Anyway, she lost track of time while living 130 days alone in a sealed cave. Wow. With no human contact, climbed out yesterday, waved to a crowd of 60 people, and said, "Wow, man." Follini, 27, an Italian interior decorator, poked her head out of the entrance to the cave and put sunglasses on over her regular...
She was putting track lighting in the cave, I believe, because what she was down there for.
Over her regular glasses to reduce the glare of the midday sun. The temperature was 97 degrees compared to the cave's constant 74. Flinney volunteered for the isolation experiment, which began January 13th, in an effort to learn how people may be affected by the long solitude of interplanetary travel. But you see stuff, right? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a spaceship, you have lights and whatnot. Anyway, she learned some English during her isolation and told the crowd, "I feel great." Follini, who took English primers to study the language, she did have lights, track lighting, you're right, nodded when asked if she'd do it again and said, "Sure."
What the hell?
Follini will be poked with needles and tagged with electrodes. Wow. Man. While scientists try to figure out what happened to her body and mind... During the 4 months, 10 days, she spent 30 feet underground. In the absence of night, day, or timepieces, her menstrual cycle stopped. And her sleep-wake cycle changed radically. She tended to...
In 9 months, she's going to give birth to Bigfoot.
She tended to stay up 20 to 25 hours at a time, sleeping about 10 hours. Researchers believe her muscle tone and level of calcium in her bones decrease, that her immune system is depressed, and that she is able to concentrate more deeply. So, no, it's kind of a qualified don't try this at home.
Follini, go ahead and try it, folks.
Yeah, give it a shot.
See how long you can crawl into the sewer system for in Newark.
Well, just if a lot of people did that, 130 days, you know, we'd be able to get around easier. Get seats in bars and restaurants.
We'll take shifts on this thing.
No waiting in line and move at the movies.
I think a couple of listeners who did the right thing and sent the hound some presents. Like this fella here, what is his name? Foggy Foley, who sent me this Joe Pepitone's autobiography. Joe, you could have made us proud, and you will get a couple of dog style cassettes as you request. And John Zeno sent me this swell cassette of some lots of good trash on there, and you get a dog style too, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's the only, you know, we can't do this thing with the dog stock we did last year, send in a cassette with a self-addressed stamped envelope, because nobody sent in a self-addressed stamped envelope. Nobody got it right. So send me a present. If I like the present, I'll send you the dog stock. If I don't like the present, too bad.
There you go.
It's a crapshoot, you know. It's a tough life. Anyway, we've been talking forever. We got Hillbilly Hangover. What do you say?
Yes.
Let's go throw up. Kick it off with, the Carter family.
Thank you. wash my jumper, starch my overhaul, catch a train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo to Washington. Train coming down the track, carry me away, but ain't it gonna carry me back, my honey babe, my blue-eyed babe. Took my shoes, enough to give me the doggone weary blues. She's gone, solid gone. This fall, if luck don't change, I won't be back at all, my honey babe. I'm leaving you.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Sometimes I ramble, I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's are gonna run me crazy, cocaine's are gonna kill my baby, cigarettes are gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Drives a Cadillac, and that's where she makes her jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. She runs a weenie stand way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. It's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, would you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime, winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not your man. Never give, losing my will to live, just cause I love you so. Maybe you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Not the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I got your man feeling low? There ain't no use hanging round while you paint up the town. Crazy me learning slow.
not your man feeling low. I'm the king of all food. Are you break all the rules and let my heart take the blow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man.
As hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. He was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama.
But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
Yo, yo.
Roscoe.
I don't know. I think it's State of the Vibe Report time, but I can't find out how to turn the vibes down a little bit. Oh, there we are. I think I might got everything under control.
Oh, yeah?
What the hell's going on out there?
Well, we're on the road in between Springfield and St. Louis. We've been recording the Del Lords down here in Springfield, Missouri.
You're like in a truck stop or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not a really funky little one. They got some short sleeve cowboy shirts here, though. I might check them out. Who you got out there at the show?
Denois. And myself. And we got there this time.
All right.
Believe
yeah,
it or
last
not.
Last week I called and they couldn't take it.
Yeah, we faked you out last week. See, there were lots of weeks when we got here and you never didn't call, so we, you know, we thought we'd play a funny on you, Sco. What's going on?
Well, besides just the truck stop thing and some Ozark skunk. Not too much. It's a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. It's really hot, and I guess it's time for a vibe report.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a vibe, but I do have a joke.
Okay, that'll do.
Okay, so, do you know the similarities between Eggs Benedict and blowjobs?
Ooh, no.
Well, you seldom, if ever, get one at home. And if you do, it's probably not as good. I thought that was pretty funny. Maybe I screwed it up. I don't know.
No, that's pretty funny. Den didn't. He sort of cracked a smile. He didn't go into a full-on chuckle.
It wasn't a knee slapper.
Yeah. It's hard to judge jokes without El Brucha here to crack up at
right,
what's everything.
Bruce doing?
He's playing in Portland, Maine tonight, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's where Thing plays all the time.
Yes.
I got a handful of cupcakes.
Ooh, truck stop cupcakes.
Do they got the orange ones? I don't know. I'm gonna go look for the orange ones.
Uh-oh. Well,
but that's pretty much the vibe, you know.
Well, say hi to Lou and those guys. Did anybody run into Hank Rotten Jr. yet?
Yes, we did, and we gave him a copy of the Dog Style cassette.
Ah, with Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall?
He was suitably impressed, and they're actually Hank Rotten is in there mixing his new record right now.
Wow.
And
so did he have a song called You Be the Wife?
Not yet. That'll be on the next record. But there is a...
My Maytag and Me?
One. He's got a good one. I'll be bringing it back, you know.
Excellent. Well, tell Lou and the gang we said hi.
Got it. Aloha to the Hound audience.
Aloha, Sco. Vibe onwards.
Here's the sound.
Oh, Ozark Skunk. He sounded very stoned.
Missouri'd out, I would say.
Yeah.
Springfielded.
That's kind of how I feel.
I think
anyway,
we all feel that way.
Before that, let's go. Oh, let's reverse the sound effects. Before that, we heard that was the Hillbilly Hangover segment of the show. Eddie Nowak was Psycho. We'll get a lot of requests for that one. I'm kind of sick of that also. Where'd your mic go there, Dan?
I
there
don't know.
There you are.
It's kind of like a greatest hits of the Hillbilly Hangover. It was
well, we had
one.
A couple of ones we never played before, and then like three greatest hits. Two I felt like hearing, and one just got a lot of requests for last time I was here. That Eddie Nowak Psycho. Actually, I ran into some really beautiful blonde on Tower Records. She was looking for Psycho by Eddie Nowak in the Lefty Frizzell section. Tower's not the place to find a record like that, folks. Try Junk Piles.
I know where there is a couple copies.
Yeah, it was just like early in the morning and I was spaced out and it was raining and I was in a bad mood.
Then you get her to your apartment and you go, you wait here, I'll go up and get it.
Yeah. Before that, Marvin Rainwater with My Brand of Blues.
We heard my dad.
Ernie Chafin with Feeling Low. Harmonica Frank Floyd with Rock a Little Baby. Riley Puckett with Nobody's Bidding It.
My man.
And we open up with the Carter Family and Cannonball. Anyway, you got a new story there, Denois?
Well,
I mean, I got some.
How about
here,
you got something there? Well, how about this? What is this? Gold Good Times 20th anniversary issue here we got last night. There's kind of chock full. There's a whole stack of them at the
CBGB's
canteen, and it's worth picking up. It's free.
It's worth going to Bowery for.
Yeah, it's really something. Full of interesting facts and articles about teen pregnancy on Long Island and
reviews of bands with names like.
Let's find it here.
What was that one?
You thought Suicide was a better band name, but I don't know. Maybe we should let the audience decide. This band is called. It's a review of a 11-song demo. The name of the band is Mangled Clit.
Ooh. Very descriptive.
I'll just run through this. One could attend a Mangled Clit show in last week's soiled underwear, thrash about, bob one's head up and down, not worry about the way she looks.
Extremely lucid prose in that magazine, too.
I guess you can't say that word, pee drunk, and be completely sweaty and mindless for an evening. That's what I like about these guys. Their boldly entertaining lyrics are accompanied by Motorhead-like riffing and proved to be just as they say, quote, good, clean fun for the deranged. The actual recording submitted is absolutely awful, but the obscenity of such compositions as Torturing Mary Ellen and the outright pornographic tale, it's a song too, folks, Mangled Clit, like a rock opera sort of thing. Are redeeming factors to be considered. Although I don't foresee any mainstream success for this gem, I must say that the size of the balls involved here is of mammoth proportions.
I don't know. There's got to be a lot of masochists out there if people are buying Billy Joel records.
Mangled Clit. There you go. So check them out. Look for them if you're driving around Long Island.
Yeah. The post-mentors world we live in.
What else do we got here in this paper? Oh, this Pitbull thing. Remember that one? Did
oh, right.
That
the
one?
Was it a cross between a Pitbull and a...
Yeah, authorities in Toledo recently discovered an attempt to crossbreed Pitbulls with larger dogs, such as the Rhodesian Ridgeback, which is so aggressive that it hunts African lions. I think we finally found the dog for you, hon. You've been looking for a dog.
Me and the Nuge.
So, such mixtures would have all the qualities of a pit bull, but would not need to be trained to attack humans.
No, be a little tough to housebreak. A lot of one-armed dog owners just trying to housebreak those little things.
Well, this is another good one, too. This is just from this little, it's called News of the Weird. It's the first section of this Good Times complimentary edition. In his first month in office, a little political news. We haven't really touched on
little Danny Quayle.
Goofballs. Yeah, our
pushing the wrong buttons.
Our friend little Danny. In his first month in office, Vice President Quayle inadvertently hit the emergency button under his desk, parentheses, with his knee three times, sending Secret Service agents bursting into his office with guns drawn.
Maybe they'll shoot him by accident.
They point out that George Bush did not hit the button once in 8 years. So,
well,
Dan, I like the picture of him with the in that when he was in Australia.
Maybe he showed the Reagans how to find a light switch.
There's like all these pictures of him and us in these bars in Australia drinking beer. And did you see that about a week or two ago?
Sure.
Our man Dan,
party animal,
future president.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a VOM set, I guess. Semi-VOM.
That would be good.
I'm not in for. Since we forgot our Ozark skunk and we can't smoke it in here anyway with these regulations and rules, I can't get into full-on VOM. We got this unreleased Birds thing, and you know.
Oh yeah. What's that?
Psychodrama City. In fact, it's queued up and
Sounds
it's ready
good.
To go. And it's the one. And there it is. It's going. I knew I was gonna find it.
Sounded like Ray these days. Yeah.